Excellent. So here we are. It's the third Wednesday of the month, or possibly third Thursday.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Quite right, too. And it's a Lincoln Inspired, Inspired on Air poetry special, and so festival special postscript, and... Oh no, it's not NCIS, it's NCS, it's the National Citizen Service. Welcome, Hannah, from the National Citizen Service, to your first studio, Inspired on Air. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I was going to say, where's Jethro gone? Where are the people going with that whole thing? Where's Michael Weatherly? But no, NCS, not NCIS, just in case people were confused about that. You were accompanied, of course, by Stephen, who has now gone off in search of Joel, I believe. Is it Joel? Joel's on his way. Curiously confused the siren studio with the engine shed. How often that happens? Regularly. But the great news is, mouthpiece poets as represented as ever by the legend that is team captain Gemma Baker. How are you, Gemma?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
And you've also brought along Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hi.
And it gets even more exciting because we've got, it's a contractual obligation, this, the amazing Frankie.
Hello.
Yeah, contractual obligation because he has to have the amazing every time we actually mention the word Frankie from that point of view. So, well, do we just call you the or Mr. F?
You just call me the.
Mr.
The,
F. Mr. F.
It's got to be on the same theme to the whole system. Okay, on the programme today, clearly we'll be focusing on mouthpiece poets and the exciting news that they've been bringing to the world. But let's move straight away to Hannah with respect to the National Citizen Service. You've just recovered... if recovered is the right phrase, from a number of weeks with this fantastic project, have you not?
Yeah, so it's been a four-week programme that's government-backed. It's for 15 to 18-year-olds, and it's just sort of something to do in your summer. The programme also runs in autumn as well, so there's still spaces if people are interested. And so the first week we went to Cheshire, and we went camping for a week, so you just sort of got to know everyone in your cohort, which was about 120 people. So that's narrowed down into, like, your actual groups that you'll be with for the 4 weeks. So ours was Team 12, and there was 11 of us all from Horncastle and the area. So there's a couple from Spilsby and Alford and things. And so when we were camping, we did canoeing, raft building, like, rock climbing, high ropes. And on the Tuesday, we did an expedition, which was about 6 hours long in the boiling heat.
Just sounds, you know, ideal, and what a way to actually sort of write poetry about that as well, which we'll come to in a few seconds. You're not a newbie to Siren, of course, because you have contributed to a previous Inspired on Air. In fact, a year ago, you were on the telephone just talking about the Sew Festival, which you've also wrapped up. So there we are, and we thank even McDonald for obviously working through that whole process. Sarah Bullimore, she will be making an appearance on the programme today. She will, I know. We definitely would do that. She might also be sort of bifurcating herself, quite literally, because she's also at the Lincoln Waterside Shopping Centre as well. Gemma, just a couple of teasers in terms of a mouthpiece poets and what you've been up to since last we spoke.
Oh, there has been so many developments. I won't go through them all now, but the main...
Because we've only got another 50-odd minutes, for goodness sakes.
You know?
Exactly.
The main thing we've been doing is our spoken word and live music night at Lincoln Drill Hall. When we were here last, we hadn't even started. We were just on the cusp, and we've run two now. We've got a third one coming up in September. And it's
in many ways, Inspired on Air has been the midwife to mouthpiece poets entering
the
world.
You've been nurturing us, birthing us into Lincoln.
Creativity in action, you say.
Yeah, they've been going absolutely brilliantly. It's been really overwhelming. We've been having to get out more chairs.
You've got the amazing Frankie. You've got Ron.
You've got
Mr.
F. We've got
Ron. Steve Court, of course.
We've grown since we saw you last. I think we're at 15 now. So.
And we're even thinking. Looking for mouthpiece poets to encompass junior members as well, possibly.
Yes.
So it's a way forward. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have, obviously, some poetry from Ron and the amazing Frankie and Gemma. We'll find out more about NCS. East Midlands, really? Is it NCS East Midlands?
So the whole cohort...
Not quite as exciting as NCS Los Angeles, but... It'll happen. That'll be happening after, in fact, the first choice of music from Hannah Cuthbert. She said, I'm an old-fashioned girl. I want some of those classic 80s tracks. I want the Stone Roses.
This first poem I'm going to do for you is called Your Smile, and it's based on a conversation I had with a friend who's a life coach, and she told me about a recent conference she went on, and one of the exercises they had to do was to stand in front of someone of the opposite sex, look at them straight in the face, and then describe how they were feeling. And she said she couldn't really do it because all she could concentrate on was the fact that the other person just kept smiling, and his smile kept getting bigger and bigger. It's your smile. Your smile makes me smile. Your eyes are smiling too. My spirit is lifted by your smile, so I keep smiling. Your smile is infectious. I see your smiling face, your beautiful eyes staring straight at me, and love the feeling I get as you smile. Your smile makes me desire you. I see myself in your eyes. You speak and your voice mesmerizes me. All I see and hear is you. Your charm is magical. You sweep me off my feet because I feel so amazing when I see you smile. These are my internal thoughts, my secret love for you. I love when we look at someone with a smile on our face and they start smiling too. Not because they know why you're smiling, but because you're happy and that makes them happy too. Always be happy, because you never know who's falling in love with your smile.
So we move straight away to Judge Hannah, Hannah, what did you make of Rom's wonderful smiling piece of poetry there?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, very good. Hannah, of course, the person who coordinates the joys of the NCS people, because Joel has arrived in the studio. Round of applause for Joel, who's managed to find his way here from the engine shed, assisted by the capable silent support of Stephen. Shh, don't say anything. It's all right. Who's brought here? Joel, welcome to Inspired On Air. NCS is what brings you here. How were you on the water sports and the whitewater rafting?
Well, it was very, very fun, but very hard to control at the same time.
A bit like life, then.
Yeah, very much so.
And as British people are so wonderful at sitting down in sports, look at the Olympics, horse riding, canoeing, it's what we're world champions. You know, if only we could actually have sofa couching, we'd be champions, we'd be well ahead of the United States, let alone China. From your own point of view, what was your favourite NCS activity?
My favourite activity would be the kayaking. Right. As well.
So it is kayaking.
Yeah.
Had you kayaked before?
Once or twice.
But this was the first time you sort of worked out. I suppose from Horncastle to Cheshire is quite a hike, really, from that point of view. You actually do some kind of, particularly when you've got a bus driver who couldn't quite get there. Sorry, I did say I wouldn't mention that. But I know Hannah was very embarrassed by the coach driver who, despite leaving first, Lincoln didn't quite get there until he were fashionably late. Never mind. That's the NCS for you. It's a wonderful thing. You've got a few people who are listening, I believe, at this particular moment in time, whether it's a Wednesday afternoon or a Thursday evening. Would you like to actually just name check your mum and other folk who might be tuned in to the Inspired On Air scenario, please, Hannah?
I think the rest of Team 12 might be listening, if they are.
The rest of Team 12.
Well done, Team
12. It's like Team GB, Team 12. Not quite 13, more than 11. Just genius stuff there. Gemma, let's go move back to Mouthpiece Poets. Share with us some ways in which maybe the next challenge for Team 12 is a Mouthpiece Poets event.
Absolutely. We've just, we're in the process of launching our Mini Mouths project.
Mini Mouths.
Which is a spoken word collective for 14 to 18-year-olds. And we're going to be putting on a monthly workshop for them where they can come in and practice performing. We'll give them tips and advice. And we're also bringing in guest poets from out the area to come in and give them workshops as well. And then as we go on, they will get the chance to perform at our word of mouth event at Lincoln Drill Hall.
Now, allowing for that, and as you're thinking of reading English when you finally head off to university, because bless her heart, she's just getting her GCSEs next week, actually. Yes. Are you into poetry, Hannah? Do you ever sort of feel as though yes, I'm going to commit this ode to Horncastle for eternity?
Yeah, I'm the next Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Nice. Gender changing as well in progress.
Yeah.
It's astounding.
He's committed.
Alfreda Tennyson from that point of view. Joel, same question to yourself. I mean, do you get inspired by poetry? Is it a case of, no, please, you know, I'm going through the angst of my teenage years. I can't cope with poetry.
I'm all right with the reading and analysing, but I can't really write it that well.
The Amazing Frankie. How can you solve Joel's challenge there? He's okay with the reading and analysing, but when it comes to writing,
it's about
what you feel. Ronnie, let's move to yourself, or Frankie, I should say. Oh, no, we've had Ron. Yes, Lord, I knew it would happen. Ronnie, what's your advice for Joel?
Well, I would say that everybody can write poetry, because if you write about something you know about, and generally, particularly in the early years when you're going through the teenage years, you've got lots of feelings going on, so just write about your feelings.
Hormones, that's what it's all about.
Hormones, yeah.
We're not doing biology at this time, because
it's exactly.
Precisely. Exactly, thank you. Mind you, there are poets who would say the two are intimately connected, witness Lord Byron, but I won't go at that sort of angle yet. Gemma, as we said, lots of events have been happening with respect to this. You've also put out an appeal on the Mouthpiece Poets page for people to actually make a suggestion to who they would like to see at the next Mouthpiece Poets Society event.
Yes, we've had lots of suggestions, and I'm in contact with several of the people mentioned. Very big names. We're attracting some big names.
I'm not surprised.
The word's getting out there that we're putting on a great event, and people want to come and perform, so yeah.
So, as we said, Hannah, responsible for some of the music we've been listening to on the programme today, she said she'd gone for Oasis next. Is that another valid song? I'm tempted. I'm tempted. They are Manchester City supporters, so at the end of the day, you know, respect. Wonderwall or Don't Look Back in Anger? Which one would you go for? You're going for that? Yeah, yeah. Well, it's got a John Osborne theme to the whole package, so it keeps that literary theme going. After this, we'll be hearing from Sarah Bullimore somewhere in Lincoln.
Just say,
month in, month out, we're constantly saying this is Sarah Bullimore's Inspired On Air. And the other question is, where is Sarah Bullimore? Well, Sarah at present is somewhere in the Waterside Shopping Centre. Aren't you, Sarah?
I am indeed, Alex.
Yay, exactly. Managing a summer arts programme and sorting out all manner of wonderful things from that perspective. So in the studio we have folk from the National Citizens Service. We also have Gemma Baker, of course, one of your fine recommendations from Mouthpiece Poets. And I know they're both keen to find out exactly what exactly you're doing at the Waterside Shopping Centre and what is the summer arts programme that people, if they're listening live to this show on Wednesday, they might well sort of say, let's go there now, if only to actually get Sarah Bullimore's autograph.
Excellent. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Paradigm Arts has been working with the Waterside Shopping Centre to use one of the empty shop spaces downstairs. We are downstairs next to H&M, and we're basically doing a four-week summer arts programme for 8 to 15-year-olds. So we've already done some print design and some journalism and animation. This week we're doing textile secret garden, and next week we're doing fashion design. It runs from 10 till 4, and it costs £16.50 a day, and you can just drop off your kids and leave them. But if you want to pop in and just do a bit of a taster for half an hour or an hour, then pop on down to see us, really, and you can just join in and do that for free.
Although technically we're putting this on the live Inspired On Air thing, but what you've just said there is it's continuing. So people are listening to this on a Thursday evening might sort of think, oh, it's all right, it's not all over and done with.
It's not, no. It happens all next week as well. We've got fashion design next week. And also every Saturday, we've basically got like an open day, so anyone can pop along of any age and have a go and see what all the young people have been doing all week.
So what have been the surprising things you've seen so far? Because we know one of the reasons behind Inspired On Air is there's so much fantastic talent in Lincolnshire, whether it's Mouthpiece Poets at the Drill Hall, whatever the sort of thing happens to actually be. The Lincoln Dancers, of course, another triumphant success earlier this year.
Yeah.
What are the kind of key things that have surprised you in a positive sense from this whole experience, Sarah?
And you know, I'm always inspired as well, and always surprised about how many wonderful artists and how much amazing talent we have in Lincolnshire. And working with young people as well, it is so inspiring, and we just have them rocking up all the time in all sorts of workshops and events that we do, with, you know, real passion for getting involved in the arts as well as a career. So it's just fantastic to see how much is going on out there.
And people listening to this who might be sort of listening via podcast or various other things, what's the best website to check out to actually find out about the summer arts programme in Lincoln?
If you look on the Waterside Shopping Centre, and I will just get the website right now, and their website is www.watersideshopping.com. And you can book places online as well.
Well, there you are. It's fantastic. And this continues until end of August?
It does. It's next week is the last week.
Which is pretty much end of August then, just taking us around to the bank
holiday
and various other factors. So the critical question that I know the listener is just desperately keen for us to ask you is, when are you going to return to Inspired On Air? Because I know that on the next edition, September 21st, you're probably going to be on holiday. Yeah, well, there we are.
We
need a break from that. So will you be with us in October?
I'm very much hoping so. In fact, yeah. What's the date for October?
It would be the third Wednesday in October. And don't ask me to give you a date at this particular stage, but other than the third Wednesday, which is usually the traditional line for Inspired On Air, third Wednesday of every month, when a brand new edition sort of comes rolling hot off the presses here at Siren FM. So hopefully we'll connect with that point of view.
Yes,
because we can't say anything else now. There's some even more exciting Bullimore news. My word, I'm very, very tempted, but it's very exciting and means actually that as far as lovers of the arts in Lincolnshire are concerned, you can rejoice because good news is coming up. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, Sarah, as ever, a delight. I think you need to actually lead off with those two phrases that we often close the programme with, which is basically be inspired. So a 1, 2, 3.
Be inspired.
But don't worry, we haven't finished the programme as yet, even though we've got another 24 minutes to go. Well, why would we with 24 minutes to actually go and wrap up on that whole thing? Of course, it was Sarah Bullimore who was responsible for you being here today, Hannah.
Yeah, so...
And she is a real person, though.
She is a real person.
Nice. Just wanted to clarify that. Sometimes, you know, the listener wonders. She's just voice-activated computer system somewhere.
Yeah, last summer I was a young ambassador for the Sew Festival, and she sort of got me in on it, and then I did a radio interview at Siren FM for it, and then this year I did it again, and I was on Radio Lincolnshire and somewhere else.
Moving down
well.
In the world, obviously. Never mind, it can happen to all of us. It's par for the course, really. It's all right, you're back with Siren FM now, so good news. That's the important thing. And, of course, Gemma, you're also one of the Bullimore recommendations.
I am, yes. Bullimore recommendations.
Put us in touch.
On my website.
put us in touch together via the joys of that electronic scenario.
Absolutely.
Called email.
Yeah.
And here you are. Wonderful stuff. Okay, the time has now arrived where the amazing Frankie is about to share with us another piece of wonderful mouthpiece poetry magic. Over to you, Frankie.
Right, you are. This one's for the history buffs that recall the incident that happened after World War II in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's called Black Rain. With blinding rage of a second sun, the two fat boys sing their song. Screeching voices that tear off the skin, boils the eyeball behind wasted lid. Thousands dead, some as momentary shadows, others melted to fleshy meadows. Murmurs drowned by the howl of the brothers, inaudible chokes from the unlucky survivors. Walking alligators, blinded, deafened, and nerve-end scorched, the past paved by the friends, reduced to a fleshy torch. They drink the black rain to sate their thirst, through hole, no lips, no tongue, no taste, to sense the filth in the drops. Don't drink the black rain, don't drink the black rain. Structures collapsed on those who resided, unable to dodge, melted, deafened, blinded. A merciful end from agony, agony, agony. But those melted mouths found no voice to scream. Thousands of tortured souls to the Americans, unheard, unseen. But this was a prelude of not only a mass grave, but the start of a decades-long plague. The boys fell silent, but the horrors remained, annihilated lives indiscriminate and phased. For those who survived, they were plagued with despair, with insane tumours and loss of hair. The modern society would show their offspring scorn, countless birth defects and many stillborn. But the military tells us this wasn't wrong, this was to prevent the war from being prolonged. Thank you.
take a hike right out of here. Your history. No good for me. Your history.
Station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
I always find that a little bit scary, but never mind. It follows Inspired On Air, so it's got to be good. It's on Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Inevitably, it's wonderful, but still. Joel, it's true, is it not, that you will be probably standing over your grandmama, forcing her to listen to the rerun of this on a Thursday evening, and possibly listen to the podcast as well. So would you like to give her a name check, please?
Hi, Grandma and Grandad.
Yay! That's real community radio. It's fantastic stuff. Any news from your mamas yet, Tana?
No, I think they're listening in the office.
Shh, exactly. Because you can listen to it all over the place. Gemma, I'm sure I liked something that you asked me to like this morning via the Facebook package, which was vaguely science fiction-y. Can I remember what it was? I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any way of actually recalling what it was that I might have actually liked.
Oh, is it 15-minute fiction?
No. But we'll find out, I'm sure, as the whole thing proceeds. Because clearly, not only are you one of the East Midlands' finest poets, you're also, say,
the
team captain for Mouthpiece Poets. And we've now reached the stage in the...
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Thank you. Different show entirely. We'll be doing that another time entirely. In Inspired On Air, we've now reached the stage where we'll be inviting your good self to actually deliver again another awesome piece of magic.
Oh.
Are you ready to actually sort of share with us what magical piece you're going to share with us for this joint first ever National Citizen Service and Lincolnshire Mouthpiece Poets epic making production?
Wow, the pressure. Yes, this is called Buzzkill.
Nice. Good choice.
Thank you. I have a blue bottle fly that lives in my bedroom. A beautiful metal emerald armoured jewel. He hums frantically from wall to wall. I try to explain to him he need not worry at all. But he does not hear me above his noise, just darts without direction back and forth, head banging against the walls. I clasp him hastily from the air and whisper in my hand, I've something for you to hear. You are a beautiful creature, and it disturbs me so to see you erratically darting to and fro. Just be still, observe with reverence all the world in its varied spectrum. Must you rush? What good does it do? To which I heard a reply buzzing faintly so. I unclasp my hand, and still there he be, quizzically yet laughably looking at me. You don't understand, he said. I don't have long to live. I have no time to stand or sit. I want to see everything, the world in all its shades, but I only have a couple of days. That's why I was gifted with speed and many eyes to perceive and experience in fast forward being alive. What about you, human? You are more equipped than me. Conscious, with limbs and a strong skeletal body. You quiz me, yet time for you is slipping by, and you spend your precious moments in conversation with a fly. Well, I was dumbfounded. and descended into instant panic. I'm wasting each second, each fragile moment. I began to talk at speed of all the things I'd yet to see. So fast words rolled from my tongue that it began to sound just like a hum. I couldn't decide in which direction to go, so all at once I started darting to and fro, intent on escaping via the closed window. It seemed so clear, yet impossible to pass. I banged my head again and again, but it would not crack. It just left me feeling tired and anxious. I'm still looking for a way out of this madhouse.
And for those people who might have been thinking, did we not hear The Fly back in March 2016 and May 2016?
No,
that was that. This is a revamped, reworked version of The Fly.
Absolutely.
This is,
it gets better every month, guys.
Exactly. This is the remixed package of The Fly. You know, it's a definite sort of line there. Well, and indeed, obviously, a round of applause for that. Not that, of course, the amazing Frankie and Ron didn't deserve a round of applause. It's just that we cut straight to music after that whole sequence. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Joel, what did you make of The Fly?
It was
good.
I liked it.
Very good. Except Silent Steve. I have to refer to him as that. Exactly. Stephen, have you enjoyed the show so far?
Very much.
There we are. Nice. You see, the Horncastle pause there. Delivered superbly from that sort of one of you. So we're back to the NCS, the National Citizen Service, with your good self, Hannah, and clearly Eva MacDonald. We may see her again, possibly tomorrow morning on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. You never know with Eva. Once she goes off to Spain, who knows what could happen. How does the NCS have in store for your good self? Will it be a case of, yes, I'm signing up already for next year, or indeed, what else is happening this year for the NCS?
Yeah, so if you're still wanting to do it, you can get in touch with the website, and there's emails and numbers on there that you can contact to get into your local area. You can still sign up for the autumn one, and then I think after that you can start signing up for next summer.
And from a positive point of view, I mean, whether you're listening to this as a prospective NCS person yourself, or whether you're a parent or a guardian, or you connect with them, that it really, I mean, from what you've said, I mean, both Joel, Steve, yourself, I mean, really, it highlights me. I was quizzing you quite extensively. I mean, I even, Gemma, actually asked her, so push comes to shove, choose between the So Festival and NCS. She would not. She would not be drawn on that one at all. Nice. Test her out on that. It's something which, again, great fun, great activity routine. Looks great for the CV and resume.
Yeah, as well as like looking good for your CV and like university applications and stuff. You just meet so many new people. Mm. Like I've met people that I'm going to be in sixth form with, like Joel and things, which I wouldn't have known. Like
Joel
4 weeks
and
ago.
Things. See, yeah, exactly, things. Joel and things. As yeah, well, flies perhaps.
Yeah, that'd be
fine. So yeah, so you can bond on that basis. Social media, presumably, were you kayaking and Facebooking at the same time?
Yeah, the first week we didn't have any cameras or anything with us, and
you can only have so much Instagram, let's face it. Pinterest can only take you so far down that kayak scenario. But great stuff. So look up the website, presumably, for National Citizen Service.
Yeah, we've got our Facebook page as well, which we've got all our work on the past 4 weeks. So we've done a two-week community project, and we've done up the youth centre. So we've done paintings, we've done murals, we've done cleanup.
So what, pray tell, is your Facebook handle then?
It's NCS Horncastle Team 12, I think.
NCS Horncastle Team 12. We will endeavour to actually... we've actually got Group 12 here, which is liked by Sarah Bullimore, so I presume that's
the one.
And there we are. I've already sort of promoted the fact that Hannah, Stephen and Joel... You see, I'm glad you said that, because if Stephen hadn't uttered a word, he would have lied in that. You know, Hannah, Stephen and Joel will be on Siren FM from 1 p.m. talking about their experience of NCS. And the youth centres, it's just a time lapse of your inside mural. You might sort of think, what are we doing this on radio for? But it's worth it just for that. I mean, does that not inspire you, Gemma Baker?
Wow, that's brilliant. How long did that take?
The speed at which they're putting that up.
2.5 days, maybe.
Wow.
Which gives us just enough time for the Beatles.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
Finished, have they not, Hannah? There we are, with a special Beatlesque soundtrack there for the listener. Perfect timing there for the time-lapse video. The Horncastle Youth Centre NCS 2016 Team 12, or is it Group 12? It doesn't really matter. A great show there. Is that a horse that you've got there, or is that some sort of statement by the Mafia which suggests it's a horse's head and therefore you are yesterday's news? I just need to ask.
It is a horse. We did it for the Horncastle fair that they used to do, the horse fair. So we sort of...
Not a full horse, though, but a horse's head.
Just the horse's head.
You do realise there is a Mafia connection within that. If you wake up with a horse's head next to you, there is an issue there. No, but by the by, you know, obviously nothing to do with it. We've got a bit of royalty in there as well. In fact, would you just talk us through the symbols of what you put into that Horncastle Youth Centre welcome?
Yeah, so we drew out all the characters just to sort of have different aspects of what goes on at the Youth Centre, mm-hmm. because I volunteer there and another member of our team used to help out. So we sort of know what goes on, and there's like dancing, then there's like art activities. So we just sort of enveloped it all into the mural.
And yet, so far, not a great deal of poetry.
No, no poetry.
So, he says, linking the So Festival into the NCS and the joys of mouthpiece poets, what's the best way for these youngsters and their wonderful English-seeking ways... to actually, that's not the nationalist sort of line, by the way. It's just, okay, so what? How can they get involved with Mouthpiece Poets?
You can get in touch with us through our website, www.mouthpiecepoets.co.uk, or Facebook, it's Mouthpiece Poetry, or Twitter, or on Instagram, we're everywhere, basically. Just Google us, you'll find
us. Mouthpiece Poets there. If you're wondering where our usual poet, Michael Blackburn, is, he's on holiday.
Ah, I did wonder. Woo-hoo! 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 I got my head checked.
and they've gone. Okay, Gemma, share with us what exciting upcoming events our mouthpiece poet's going to be getting involved with.
Okay, we've got our next word of mouth, spoken word and live music night at Lincoln Drill Hall on the 20th of September. It starts at earlier start time of 7 p.m. We did start at 7:30, but we couldn't manage to fit all the awesomeness into the evening, so we have to start earlier now at 7 o'clock.
That means I have to simultaneously wrap up the midweek drive and get up there with literally no time at all. It'll be like Joel having to get here from the engine shed to the show. There would literally no time at all.
Or finding the water fountain, but we can do it. Yeah. We can do it. we've just done a festival, Strange Living Festival at Golden Eagle, which raised, among with all the other musicians, one of our mouthpiece members, Sam Harrison, who you've met, ran the festival, and we raised £450 for the refugee crisis. So that was a great event. We're at Hull tomorrow performing. Away with words.
Next year's European City of Culture, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. We're involved in the Sonophilia Festival, which is coming up in October. And we've, of course, got the Brewer Spoken Word open mic on the 25th of this month. So anyone can come along if you fancy a go at poetry. If you're a regular poet, you can just come along, sign up on the night and do a slot.
And that, of course, is the Jolly Brewer.
The Jolly Brewer, sorry, I'm so familiar with it now.
You could say it's the Brewer, but, you know, it's a happy place. We like to call it...
Available.
Yeah, there is just before the Brewer, we have a local writer, Richard Daniels, is putting on a new thing called 15-Minute Fiction, which is kind of like spoken word, but it's just for fiction. So they go up and tell short stories within 15 minutes.
And that's no poetry.
Yeah, no poetry, just fiction. We've already got lots of poetry going on in Lincoln, thankfully. But that's at the Angel Coffee House, about 6 o'clock, I think. So there's lots of interesting things going on in Lincoln.
And that, Stephen, is why making a regular trip to Lincoln is worthwhile. Absolutely. Even though you might think, but I'm in Horncastle, why should I travel all that way to Lincoln? Because of mouthpiece poets.
Absolutely.
A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. In words and dedicate them all to me, and I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. It's only words, and words are all.
take your heart away.
We've just got enough time to squeeze in crowdfunding news, haven't we, Gemma?
Yes, we have. We're running a crowdfunding campaign for word of mouth. We're looking for sponsors or just general people to help us out, keep spoken word and creativity alive in Lincoln. So if you go on the crowdfunder website and search for word of mouth, spoken word and live music night, you shall find us.
Thanks to the amazing Frankie, Ronnie, or just Ron, No, I couldn't. I know. And Gemma Baker from Mouthpiece Poets. Thanks to Stephen and Joel and Hannah from NCS Lincoln, Horncastle Group 12. Let's be precise here. It's not G6 here or G7. It's Group 12. Well done. Have you enjoyed your time in the studio, Hannah?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
A genuine delight.
It's been good.
Great stuff. Great stuff continues with respect to Siren as we head up to the news with the Bee Gees and, curiously enough, Jive Talking. But what are the two words we need to end every session with, inspired on air with?
Be inspired. Come on, guys.
Let's take it one more time. A one, two, three.
Be inspired.